Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother,
there's far too many of you dying. You know we have to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to explain.
So I want to praise God for you, and I want you to enjoy. Just a little bit of music to bless your soul and spirit and get you ready for this word. Hallelujah, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And as I'm waiting for people to come into the room, I just want you to know that God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for joining us this afternoon with the church. Our subject. Our subject is, let me get this right. Our subject is, let's do the sermon first. Our sermon is the gracious gift of prayer. The gracious gift of prayer. God wants us to pray to Him about certain situations that take place in our life. So the sermon is the gracious gift of prayer. Our subject is, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Amen. Praise God. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so I want to share with you today how important prayer is. A lot of times people say, oh, well, God doesn't hear my prayer. Well, God can hear your prayer. He just wants you to pray to Him and not to anything or anybody else. Because when you pray for certain things, you're definitely going to get the wrong answer. And if you're not praying to God Almighty, Jehovah Almighty, Yahweh, Yahshua, Messiah, Elohim, if you're not praying to Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God, all by Himself, and you're praying to the wrong entity, you should be praying to God in the name of Jesus. And so our scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. And it reads, pray without ceasing. The word of God for the people of God. And notice that's just a very short scripture. And it's a powerful scripture. It says, hallelujah, says, pray without ceasing. That's Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. A lot of times, and I don't know why, people feel like they cannot talk to God. They feel like they can't pray to God. But let me tell you something, God hears all of your prayers. Each and every prayer that you send out, God hears your prayer. I don't want you to think that God doesn't hear your prayer. He does hear your prayer. He hears your prayer in the morning. He hears your prayer in the afternoon. He hears your prayer in the evening. Amen. Praise God from Him all blessings. But God does hear your prayer. And He will. Yes, He will. He will Hallelujah. Not he might, he will hear your prayer. I want to thank God right now for every opportunity to serve God right now. And sometimes when we're praising God, we should be praying while we're praising. We should be thanking him with praise, that he hears our prayers, that he knows your heart. He knows how you feel. He already knows the prayer before you pray it, but he wants to hear you. Hallelujah, praise God. Pray to him about no matter what it is, big or small or in between, God hears your prayers. And when prayers go up, hallelujah, blessings come down. Great blessings, wonderful blessings. Right now, I'm going to go live on Instagram right now. It's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. You can join me right there. And then I'm already live on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you can join me on either platform, or you can call into 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you will be on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so here we go. We're going to get this up here. Here we go. So we're live on Instagram and we're live on Facebook. Both of them are Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And let's talk a little bit about our scripture here. Our scriptures came from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to see you, Evangelist Scott. It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, and it reads, pray without ceasing. Now, this is short and sweet and to the point. Hey, praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Morning Scott. I'm so glad that you're with us this afternoon. We're talking about how important prayer is. The sermon, hallelujah, the sermon is, our sermon is, the gracious gift of prayer, the gracious gift of prayer, hallelujah, and the subject, hallelujah, and our subject was prayer changes things. Prayer changes things, because a lot of times people think that prayer doesn't change anything, but it does. And I can't even tell you how many times prayer has changed things in my life. Even to this very second, prayer is changing. Yes, the gracious gift of prayer. Thank you so much, Evangelist Moni Scott. You are a true soldier, and I know you are a prayer warrior, and I know that you pray all the time. And so I wanted to share the sermon about prayer because, you know, I want to keep it real with God's saints that prayer is important. And when prayers go up, blessings come down. But if you're not praying to God, then how can you get the results of whatever it is that you want to happen if you haven't talked to God about it, if you haven't called God about it, if you haven't prayed to him and said, God, and it's so simple because people go, oh, no, I don't know, hallelujah, I don't know what's going on. Wait, let's see. Oh, well, I just had a notice come up on my Facebook Live. And it seems like every time I come online lately to do something, something will try to come up to block me from getting this done online. That means that the devil is busy and he doesn't want the word to get out. Evangelist Moni Scott, if you're still there, can you let me know if you're still there? Hallelujah, praise God. Because we haven't done any music on here at all, so it's saying something about this video contains music or audio video that might belong to someone. It belongs to me. It's my page. But there's always something coming up that tries to block the word of God. But amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. If you can tag a few people and get them to join us. I know it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and normally people are out doing whatever. Maybe they're not even out of their church yet. But this is The Church with Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. And we are talking about prayer, the gift of prayer, and how prayer changes things. And prayer changes a lot of things. And I want to go to my word, because the word is where we should be. Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Luke chapter 22, verse 44, and it reads, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And that is Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. And we have to pray to God and tell him what our situations are, what our problems are. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We just can't let no one stop us from praying with God. And people, oh, you ain't got to pray. Just, you can do it yourself. No, you can't do it yourself. You can't do it by yourself. Don't think you can. Don't think you can go without praying, because prayer helps you. Hallelujah. Prayer helps you. Oh, hallelujah. I see you, Jack Warren. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about prayer and how prayer changes things. And that's what our sermon is, hallelujah, praise God for the sermon this morning. The gracious gift of prayer is our sermon, the gracious gift of prayer. And I want to read to you another scripture. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining us. I want to read a scripture to you. Psalms 119, verse 142 through 143. Psalms 119, verse 142 through 143. And it reads, your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Isn't that the word of God right there? That's Psalms 119, verses 142 through 143. Now, we're talking about prayer and the gracious gift of prayer, because when we pray to God, he hears our prayers, and he responds to our prayers. Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. He doesn't always come exactly when we want him to, but he's always right on time. God doesn't just when we say a prayer, bam, it just happens like that. Well, God knows if there's something good for you or something bad for you. God knows if you should receive that request that you've asked or if he should wait, because maybe God might know that you're not ready for that request. Amen. So when prayers go up, then you have to be patient and wait on God to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to share that with you one more time. Psalms 119, 142 through 143. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. And God's commands are my delight. Amen. And hey, Beverly McCall, praise God. I'm so glad, Beverly, that you joined us. Praise God. I pray all is well with you and your family as we approach this Christmas holiday, and we are talking about prayer, and the subject is that prayer changes things, and the sermon is the gracious gift of prayer. So thank you for joining us, Beverly, and I want to go to another scripture as I talk about, see, we have to take time to pray. We have to take time to pray. Sometimes we get so busy with our regular schedules and our job and our family and our kids and husbands and wives that we just kind of, prayer just kind of slips away. But we have to take out time to pray, because prayer is important, and God loves it when you reach out to him and tell him, no matter how big or small your situation, what your situation is, and then God will adhere to your prayer, and he will respond and answer your prayer. Hallelujah. He hears each and every prayer, and every prayer to God is important. One is not more greater than another, but each and every prayer is important. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad you're there, Beverly. God bless. Long time. I have a prayer, a scripture in Romans chapter 14, verse 7. Romans chapter 14, verse 7, and it reads, none of us lives to himself alone. Not one of us. Amen. And when we take time to pray to God, we know we're never alone. As the scripture reads again, Romans 14 and 7, none of us lives to himself alone. We all need to pray to God. And he listens to us. He hears us. And he loves us. And he wants us to come to him, not to the bottle of alcohol, not to the marijuana, not to the club. He wants us to pray to him. Some people pray to statues and other things that have nothing to do with God. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going down that road, you're going down the wrong road. Your prayers should be to God Almighty, Yahweh Yahshua the Messiah, Elohim. That's where your prayer should be. Hey, Auntie, how are you? Praise the Lord, Auntie Virginia. I'm so happy that you joined us. And Auntie Virginia, we are talking about prayer. Our subject is prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And our sermon is the gracious gift of prayer. Hallelujah. And hey, Auntie Virginia Tate, such an honor to see you on. Now, I just said take out time to pray, because sometimes we don't pray until like something happens. Like something happens, then we go, oh, Lord, help us right now, Jesus. I mean, sometimes we don't pray till we get behind the wheel of the car. And we shouldn't wait till we get behind the wheel of the car to pray. We should be praying, like, what did I say? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. That means you should be praying in the morning. You should be praying in the afternoon. And you should be praying in the evening. And then after you get through praying, you need to rejoice and thank God and praise him for each and every blessing that he has brought into your life. If you got a roof over your head, praise the Lord. If you got a car to drive, praise the Lord. If you can walk and run and do whatever you want to do physically, praise God and thank him and pray to him and say, God, can you please continue to lead me, guide me, direct me, and protect me in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's an on-time God. He hears your prayers. I think you should pray regardless of the situation. Sometimes people go, oh, God ain't going to hear me about that. No, God will hear you on every situation. You should pray to him regardless of whatever the situation might be, big or small or in between. Let me give you an example. A friend of mine was having a problem with their car, and they were really having a very serious predicament with their car. And they were like, well, what should I do? I said, why don't you go to God on it? Because I can tell you what to do, but ask God to bless you to make the right decision with your car. And that prayer went up, and then the blessings came down. And a couple of days later, they called, hey, Pastor, that was, you know, I prayed about it, and the Lord told me so, and I did this, and it all worked out. Well, guess what? When you give it to God, it will get all worked out. Amen, somebody. God will work it out. Pray regardless of the situation. This is from the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 7. From the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. And when you pray to God, and they go, oh, well, he didn't answer right away. Well, no, God doesn't come when we want him to, but he comes when he's right on time. So don't worry about if God heard your prayer or not, because he did hear your prayer. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your spirit. Actually, God already knows before you ask him for whatever it is you're asking of him. He already has the answer. He already knows the request. What a mighty God we serve. What an on-time God we serve. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. And our God is a very awesome God. Our God is able. Our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is merciful. Our God is a forgiving God. He is a loving God. He is a powerful, all-powerful God. God is everything. And our God will do anything but fail. God will not fail. Sometimes somebody might get sick and pass away, and we wanted them to stay here forever, but God already knew what was best. And don't worry about it. You prayed about it, and God answered your prayer. He took that person out of pain. He took that person out of suffering. He took that person off of 25 medications. But believe this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will see them again. Hallelujah. You will see them. Hallelujah. Again. So Don't fret. It's okay. God has it all in his mighty hands. Every situation, everything is all in God's hands. I want to go to, hallelujah, to a scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And I think you should let that scripture sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, because these are the scriptures that we need to lean on when we're thinking about prayer, when we're thinking about God, when we're thinking about what God has done for us, when we think about what God is going to do for us. We should always remember prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. And we should pray without ceasing. I want to go to another scripture here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to have faith in our prayer. We have to have faith that God not only will hear our prayer, but God will act on our prayer as well. Amen. So let me go here to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And it reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. God hears us. He hears you. He hears me. He knows our heart. He knows our mind, our spirit, our body, our soul. But if you leave it up to the devil, he'll try to make you think that your prayers are not heard. You know, they want people these days, I see all these young people in getting into witchery and witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo and all that ridiculous, crazy stuff. Guess what? You got to pay at the end of all that, okay? The devil will fool you and make you sign on the dotted line, but in the small print, you got to pay the devil back. And if you want to go out there in the world and pray to something that you don't know nothing about, you're going to get caught up and you're going to be all messed up. You ain't going to know which way to turn. So lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will. Not he won't, but he will direct your path. God will. The devil will mislead you. I heard a story, and it's a short testimony, about a young lady who wanted to do all whatever she wanted to do. She didn't want to listen to her mom. She didn't want to listen to her dad. She just wanted to do what she wanted to do. So she met some friends that she thought were her friends. And her friends said, hey, let's go do something. Let's go to a party. And she went to that party, and that girl came up missing for 9 months. Her parents didn't see her for 9 months. They didn't know where she was. They didn't know if she was dead or alive. What am I saying here? The devil will mislead you and lead you somewhere where you don't need to be. Stay away from things where you know you don't need to be there. You know you don't need to be doing that. You know you don't need to be a part of it. And just pray to God and ask him, God, if you're having a problem trying to figure out which direction to go in life, just get on your knees and say, God, I don't know which way to go right now. Can you lead me and help me, God? I'm having a problem with my kids. They're being mischievous. Pray about your kids, because God will send you, hallelujah, the answer on what you need to do with your kids. But it's also important that we keep our kids in the Word of God, because a lot of times we let our kids get away from coming to church and get away from the Word of God, and then they're hallelujah, hey, Sheila, God bless you. God bless you, Sheila. God bless you, Beverly. God bless you, Auntie Virginia. God bless everybody that's on here. Evangelist Scott, God bless you too. And we're talking about prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. And the sermon is how gracious, hallelujah, God is when we go to him in prayer. When we go to God in prayer, how gracious God is. He hears our prayers. If you are fighting a situation right now and you feel like you're not being heard by God, I want you to know that God hears your prayer, each and every one of your prayers. And hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sheila, for saying bless me and my wife. Hallelujah. My wife is listening, so she sees that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sheila. Bless you and your husband. Hallelujah. Nothing but prayer, love, and happiness for you and your husband. Hallelujah. I want to go to, hallelujah, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And this is applicable to our sermon today, which is about how gracious prayer is in our life and where will we be without prayer? Who would we go to if we couldn't pray to God? But there's a lot of worldly things you can pray to, hallelujah, but be careful. But in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So when you pray to God, already know that God's going to work it out and just be thanking and praising God for the answer to the prayer that you have requested. And a lot of people go, oh, I prayed for a car. Well, guess what? Maybe God didn't want you to have the car at that time. You might have gotten into an accident and not been able to ever drive again. So maybe God slowed you down on the car and let you keep the car that you have for now until God sees fit for you to be blessed with the car of your dreams and desires. And we're not just going to use material things. Let's say, for instance, you were praying because you had a bad shoulder or a bad neck or something, and you were praying because you have to go to surgery. Well, guess what? God heard your prayer and will hear your prayer, and he'll bless the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, the recovery room nurses, and everybody else. God is in control. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in a surgical room. Amen. Our God is an on-time God. He's a fulfilling God. He's a loving God. He did not bring you this far to leave you. And, you know, the words are, I don't feel no ways tired because I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe God brought us this far to leave us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to another scripture. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. And you should, I hope you're writing these scriptures down because they're going to help you. They're going to help you. And when you feel like your prayer life is being affected by whatever might be going on in your life, well, guess what? God still hears your prayer and he will respond in his time, not your time, but his time. And our time and God's time is completely different. Amen. One day is 1,000 years to our Almighty God. So imagine that. But anyway, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 reads, then shall ye come upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the river. If you did not get that, let me share that with you one more time. Please do not let this fall on deaf ears. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, write it down. Then shall ye come upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. God will not only receive your prayer and hear your prayer, but he will respond to your prayer. Hallelujah. Sheila said, there is great news, and God has answered my prayers. He will be here soon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And guess what? I know how you have been praying for that situation. And this is a perfect testimony about what we're talking about, Sheila. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory right now. Hallelujah. I am so happy for you and your family. And don't forget to invite me and my wife to your reception, your party. Praise the Lord. I want to come and praise the Lord and put a blessing on y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is for your blessing. Since God answered your prayer, this is for you, Sheila, and your husband. Amen. That's for you and your husband, okay? I want to go to another scripture. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And write it down or go ahead and open your Bible to it. And we just left Jeremiah chapter 29. Well, that was Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 to be exact. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. And now we're at Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when we pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. Praise the Lord. Now somebody needed to hear that right now. I want to praise God first on this scripture, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And I want to read it one more time. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when we pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that's Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Write that down and keep that word with you. In other words, what God is saying, what things you ask for and what things you desire from God, if you believe it and you have faith and trust in God, hallelujah, God will give it to you. Hey, Sister Irene, Sister Barbara Hubbard, I'm so glad that you all have joined us. And let me just go to one more time. Our subject is prayer changes things. Our subject is prayer changes things. And our sermon is the gracious gift of prayer. And we are just sharing about prayer and how important prayer is and how prayer changes our life and changes situations in our life. It blesses our kids and our family members. Sometimes I just get on my knees and say, God bless my children. God bless my wife and I. God bless these bills. God bless this. God bless that. Prayer, yes, hallelujah, Sister Barbara Hubbard. Prayer does change things, especially when we have certain situations. And I just shared Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, and I just did Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And if you did hear Mark chapter 11, verse 24, I want to share it one more time because it's such a very realistic and real prayer. Amen. And real scripture. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when we pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. So when you ask God for it, you believe it in the name of Jesus, and you have faith. Like Hebrews 11 and 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I always paraphrase that by saying, we can't see the air that we breathe, but it keeps us alive. We can't see God, but he's always there. And so when what Mark 11 and 24 is saying, believe in what you're asking God for, and he will hear you and receive you, and then he will bless you with your prayer request. Amen. And our scripture that led off into this was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 was our scripture for our sermon, and it is a short one. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. And that's how you deal with whatever it is. No matter how big or small it is. Hallelujah. Before I go into the next scripture, because I like to do expository preaching because that's reading the word right from God, not too much paraphrasing on it, but a little bit, but not too much, but just sticking directly to the word of God. And so that we can you know, let it sink into the resonance of our heart and mind and not allow it to fall on deaf ears. Sister Barbara Hubbard, Sister Irene, Sister Sheila, Sister Jacqueline, and everyone who has come on here, Auntie Virginia, I want you to know something that, you know, if you know someone who doesn't know how to pray, excuse me, some people don't know how to pray. They just don't. They go, oh, God is not going to hear me. God doesn't know me. And no, God knows all of us. He doesn't care about what happened in your past. He doesn't care about what you did, what happened 25 years ago or 2 days ago. God, he's in the moment, like right now. Amen. And God is not in the box. God, our God, is outside the box. He created each and everything. And I remember when Joseph went to God in prayer. He was thrown in the hole by his brothers, and he had to go to God in prayer. And he was saved, and he became a king over so many things. I remember when Moses didn't know what to do, but Moses got down on his knees, and he prayed to God. And God took Moses and used him to free all of God's people. Hallelujah. Moses prayed. He said, God, I don't know what I'm doing. But when he prayed to God, and God commanded him to go up to the mountain, and the burning bush came, and he told Moses, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. And every prayer that Moses had, God responded to each and every one of them. When Noah had to build the ark, and Noah had to pray to God because he said, God, why me? I can't, I don't know what to do. He said, just build the ark and I'll show you what to do. And after he prayed about it and God told him what to do, Noah did exactly what God told him to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Saul was going around killing Christians on his way to Damascus, hallelujah, praise God. Barbara Hubbard says, I am so thankful I know God and know people who knows him. We don't always know what we ought to pray. Amen. That is a wonderful word, Sister Barbara. You're so right. And it's amazing that when Saul was on his way to Damascus to kill more Christians and put them in jail, and God blinded him. Amen. God blinded him, and then he prayed to get his sight back, and he sent Ananias, and Ananias came, and Ananias didn't even know who he was, and Ananias, God answered, showed Ananias a vision, and Ananias went to Saul, who became Paul, and he said, just put your hands on him. Before Ananias could tell him who he was, Saul sat up and said, I know it's Ananias. And Ananias said, God, I prayed and God told me to come here and lay hands on you. And he laid hands on Saul and Saul could see again. And after that, Saul never killed another Christian. He went everywhere he could and preached the word of God. So what is my point? When prayers go up, blessings come down. We have to be patient and wait on God and know that God will respond and answer to our prayers. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that is it. I want to read Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And if you're looking for it, I'll give you a second. And if you're writing it down, just write it down and go back to it later to get even a deeper understanding on what the Word of God is saying. Let me share the scripture with you. Romans 12 and 12 reads, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Hallelujah. And that's what we've been talking about this whole time. You know, people do sermons on, I'm going to get some money. Sermons on, I'm going to have this great, phenomenal, rich life. Well, guess what? that don't mean nothing about where you're going to go when this is all over with and said and done. I'm not worried about any money. I'm not worried about no fancy cars, no house up on no hills. I could care less. I want to know where I'm going when God calls me home. I don't want to go down. Hallelujah. I want to go up. He said, in my house, there are many mansions and many rooms for each and every one of us. And one day, we're all going to have to meet with God, each and every one of us, on our own time. Nobody's going to be there with us. Just you and God or me and God, all on our own. So as you stay in prayer and in preparation, that when God does call you, that you know that you know that you know that you're going to be with God. If there's someone on this line today or someone out there in social media, in the social media world that has not accepted God as your personal Savior, it's really easy. It's in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, then you shall be saved. You shall be saved. And once you are saved and you accept God as your personal Savior, everything you did or done or whatever, you are washed as white as snow. You have a new slate. You get to start all over again. No matter how old you are or how young or how old you are, it's never too late to start a relationship with our mighty, almighty, all-wonderful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. Amen. Let me go back to my scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go back to the scripture. And I just want you to know I am so enjoying sharing the word with you today on this beautiful Sunday, December 17th at 2:42 p.m. We'll be ending in just a few minutes. I won't be before you much longer, but I am so honored to God that he has tremendously changed my life in ways that I never thought. By me praying to him and giving him every situation in my life, good, bad, and in between, because I'll tell the whole world I wasn't always a saint. Amen. But when we grow older and more mature, there's a scripture that says when we were young, we spoke like we were young. But as we grew older, we started to act as a man, as a man should act. By number one, living by God's Ten Commandments. Number two, by being a disciple and telling somebody about God's goodness. Number three, which is actually number one, to always remember God's commandments and keep them in my heart and tell somebody about God's goodness. And I know there are some wonderful people on right now, and each and every one of you, God loves you so very much. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are loved by God. And, you know, Sheila, if you get a chance, share this with all of our Dorsey Dons. Share this with all your friends and your associates, your family members. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to know that God does hear your prayers. He will respond to your prayer. Amen. I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And I want to share it with you. If you're opening your Bible to it, go right ahead. But if you're writing it down, that's good also. That way you will remember never to forget Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and the other scriptures that I have shared with you today. And it reads, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Sheila. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless your heart. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 reads, call unto me. That's like saying, pray to me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We don't know what God's going to do. We think we know what God's going to do. I did a sermon on God will turn it around in your life. I did a sermon that God does miracles. I did a sermon that nothing's too big for God. And today my sermon is God will answer your prayer. Amen. God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. And that takes me back. And our subject was prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. And our scripture was 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. Pray without ceasing. And our sermon was the gracious gift of prayer. The gracious gift. Prayer is a gift. To be able to open your mouth is a gift. To be able to pray to God is a gift. Because some people, they go, oh, I don't know how to pray. And we have to take them by the hand and we have to tell them. And I want to pray it right now. Because somebody needs to hear this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. That is how you pray. And that covers a multitude of things. Sometimes they go, God, help me with this. God, help me with that. Well, make sure. Hallelujah. And I'm going to... Somebody didn't get this, but somebody did get it. I want to read this to you one more time. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 is a powerful scripture about how you should come to God and have faith and trust in what you're asking God for. Call unto me, God says, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We serve a wonderful God, a powerful God, an all-knowing and all-seeing God. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, our protector. He's Yahweh Yahshua, the Messiah, Elohim, God, all by himself. And as we begin to close out, I want to go out, and I want to leave you with a little something that I think you should take with you. Today, I want you to make amends with somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time. Find somebody you haven't talked to before this Christmas holiday is over and call them and tell them, hello, I just called to pray with you. Hallelujah. Oh, it might not seem powerful, but somebody needs a prayer right now. Somebody needs God right now. Somebody needs some love right now. I did a sermon on how God loves us so much, and he does love us so much. So the next time you're out there in the world somewhere and you see somebody going through something that you have no control over whatsoever, go on and give it to God. Pray. Pray about it. Pray for that homeless person. Pray for that person looking for a job. Pray for that person that's going to surgery. Pray for that person that might be losing their apartment. Pray for that person that might not have a job anymore. Pray for that person on unemployment. Pray for that person that's just trying to get ahead in life and has a mental situation and they don't know how to deal with it. Pray for those people who need prayer. Pray for your family. Pray for your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, cousin, friend, and relation. Amen. Hallelujah. Sheila says here, I know one thing, God never has to run after me because I'm running to him 24/7. Amen, Sister Sheila. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that somebody got a strong word today. And I shared this with you before. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share it with you again. And God is good. God is great. God is able. God is merciful. God is forgiving. God is loving. God is powerful. God is everything. And you know what? In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, I just want to close out with this scripture. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Write that down. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Hey, Gina, how are you? God bless you, Gina, and your family. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. We are more than conquerors. Now, for those who missed out because we're getting ready to close out, our subject was prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Our sermon was the gracious gift of prayer. And it came from the scripture 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, and it reads, pray without ceasing. And whatever it is, no matter how big or small, God knows your heart. He will bless you. Amen. I don't want to be redundant. All right, so before I close out, I do not own the rights to this song. I do not own the rights to this song. And I want to close out with a short prayer. Dear God, thank you, God, for this word right now. Thank you for everybody that came on. I pray to God in Jesus' name that you hear all their prayer requests, God. I pray to God that you will hear the prayer requests of the homeless, of the jobless, of the people who are suffering, God, the people that are institutionalized. God, I ask that you hear the prayer all the way from the White House down to the ghettos and streets of this whole entire world. Lord, I hope you hear the prayer of the ones that are in war right now. I hope you hear the prayer of those who have to have surgery or have to have procedures done, God. Hear their prayers, God. And God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory and give you all the honor. Thank you, Almighty God, for what you have done. And thank you, Almighty God, for what you're going to do. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All right, y'all. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day on this beautiful Sunday, December 17th. It is 2:53 and we are closing out. And I just want God to bless you right where you are, whatever you're going through. Amen, Sister Barbara. I'm going to reach out to you, Sister Barbara Hubbard. I want to get you on our show. Amen. God bless you because I know you got a testimony. Gina, God bless you. Sheila, God bless you. Jacqueline, God bless you. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Auntie Virginia, God bless you. Auntie Gloria, God bless you. Evangelist Moni Scott, God bless you. And everybody on here, we all need a blessing. So I will talk to you guys soon. Hopefully tomorrow on my show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show that starts at 9 a.m. And boy, do we have a show for you. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning at 9 a.m., and you can call in at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Peace.